Don't you hate it when you're taking a test and you come across something that you know the professor never went over in class?
Maybe you're in a meeting and the boss reminds you about those TPS reports he told you to finish a week ago.
Well, those situations don't need to happen. I mean, come on, we're in the 21st century. Technology practically does work for us.
With Sound Studio 4 for Mac, you can record those lectures or meetings and save them so that you can review them later and you'll never miss anything like that again.
And also, if you're a musician or in a band, well, you can record your demos with it as well.
Sound Studio 4 is a great alternative to the more expensive audio editing programs that are out there, and it makes a great gift for yourself or someone else.
You can find it in the Mac App Store or at MacSoundStudio.com.
Ignition sequence start. 5.
Everything.
Everything.
Sounds.
Sounds.
This is Everything Sounds.
I'm Craig Shank.
I'm George Drake Jr. And this is Everything Sounds.
We're always looking for new ways to share the excitement that we have about sound with others, and recently we tossed out this idea of working with students. Now, when George and I were at Indiana University, we did just about everything that we could to help us get ahead in radio, and we wanted to give students an opportunity to do the same.
And that's when we approached this guy.
Norbert Herber?
Norbert was my sound design teacher my senior year at IU.
I'm a musician, a sound artist, and a senior lecturer at Indiana University.
And if you've been listening since season one, you may recognize his voice from episode 6, where he talked about an app that he made. Anyway, we started talking about collaborating with this class, and he actually took the time to rearrange his syllabus and have his students put together pieces to compile for an episode of Everything Sounds.
We've been working with Norbert and the students over the last few months, critiquing their pieces, having Skype sessions, and now T369 has reached the end of their semester, and the final project? It's Everything Sounds. The idea is simple, the sounds of IU. Create an audio snapshot of campus life that you think deserves a closer listen.
But what's interesting is the work that we got in return. These pieces don't only audibly paint a picture of IU, they paint a picture of the individuals who made them. Some took literal approaches, others took more artsy approaches, but a small glimpse of themselves comes through in all of them.
We didn't edit these pieces in any way, and from here on out, we won't interfere with them during this episode. We'll just go ahead and let their work do the talking.
Thank you.
If you venture down into one of Bloomington's dark, unfinished basements, you can discover music not typically found in other bars and venues around town. The punk rock house show scene, in particular, is a small but loyal group of fans and musicians that support styles of music that venues might find too loud or abrasive for mainstream crowds. Partygoers come equipped with their own stash of beer and socialize while the band sets up their equipment in one of the corners of the dirty basement. The sound check is a signal for audience members to start heading downstairs and fill the basement to its capacity. The anticipation in the crowd reaches a maximum, and with a counter from the drumsticks, the show begins. The amps have too much gain, someone might take an elbow to the face, but punk rock basement shows are an experience unlike any other.
University's Dance Marathon, or IUDM, is a 36-hour-long fundraiser where dancers stand together and dance together for the children at Riley's Hospital for Children in Indianapolis. During their time at the 36-hour-long marathon, dancers learn a line dance, listen to the Riley stories, watch kids put on a talent show, and spend time just getting to know the kids.
Obviously, the line dance is the most fun, and it keeps us on our feet, keeps us moving.
My favorite part is when I get to meet the Riley kids, because that's the reason why we're here, and we forget it when we're, like, raising money and working through the whole thing. So it's really fun to see them. They're always so positive and upbeat.
Founded in 1991, there's no doubt that IUDM will continue to inspire dancers, the Riley kids, and their families for years to come.
Where do you eat on campus?
Where's your favorite place to eat on campus?
Right Food Court.
Right Food Court.
It would probably have to be Right Food Quad.
Right Food Court. The question of the day. You found that Indiana University is the place for you. But after a long day of studying and planning for campus events, where do you go for your evening supper? Mornings? Dreadful 8 a.m.s? We've all been there. We as Indiana University students all experience Right in our own way.
Like I would hear like the lunch lady scanning in food or people's chairs moving or people going to get napkins and utensils, stuff like that. And I would hear a lot of people laugh.
To some, it is a great place to get food. And to many, it is a place of social interaction. A place where people can go to simply just have a good time.
As we weave through the massive congregation held in the parking lot of the Memorial Stadium, we are greeted by barbecues, beers, and bags. You can feel the anticipation in the air as the cool autumn breeze sweeps across this paved paradise. A tradition loved by Hoosier fans of all ages, and an essential preface to every home football game, this celebration not only provides the opportunity to party during the day, but also serves as a breeding ground for Hoosier pride. It's game day in Hoosier Nation.
Go deep.
Waves of intensity crash into us as we take our first steps onto the turf of the Memorial Stadium. The collisions and chatter on the field are masked by the roars and chants of the crazed fans in attendance. IU Marching 100 plays the fight song, signifying a 52-35 victory for the Hoosiers.
Whether students are interested in talk, sports, or music shows, WIUX offers something for every taste.
We don't tag ourselves as anything but pure student radio.
We're broadcasting live from the campus of Indiana University, bringing you news for students by students.
The content that we put on the radio often caters to students' interests. It's not someone who is 45 years old giving us the news. It's someone our age relating the news back to us.
WIUX broadcast IU Sports for the Hoosier Nation.
Seconds left to go. Out to
one. Oh my God.
We have such a variety that we envelop a lot of the IU student population.
So our content is not only about things that students care about, because it's run by students, whatever students are interested in is reflected in the radio.
Local musicians are recognized and celebrated by WIUX.
We play the local bands and we play the underground bands that not many people know.
And then the Beatles, perhaps you've heard of them.
We want to give our school a good name and represent it well.
IU is so beautiful, especially in the fall. The leaves are turning red, orange, and yellow. Birds are singing. People are reading under the trees. The air is so fresh. And the wind breezes through my hair. It's just beautiful. Sometimes I like to walk through the music edition. It's the place where musicians practice their art. I go up the elevator, and when I exit, I hear these beautiful sounds. It's like a new, different world where only music exists. I feel like I'm in a dream. I love listening to music. I cannot leave without music. Music makes me want to dance.
If you've wandered the annex behind the Jacobs School, chances are the constant cacophony from the practice rooms deters a second visit. But nestled away on the top floor is the violin shop. Maybe it's because I was raised by a carpenter, but as soon as I entered, it felt like home. Here, Austin Thomas Davis is a violin maker, honing his skills as a third-year apprentice. Currently, his first piece is nearing the varnishing stage, and the violin's bulbous body must be finely tuned.
The player describes it as response, but as soon as he digs in, it goes. It just takes off.
Thanks to Haley, Danny, Katie, Will, Joey, Jacob, Cedric, Dan, Adam, Nahe, Elijah, Zach, Jalu, and Connor. From the IU Telecom class T369 for their contributions to today's episode. And a special thanks to their professor, Norbert Herber, for all of his help throughout the process.
Everything Sounds is a part of the Mule Radio Syndicate, which just added some new shows, including The Big Web Show, All Mod Cons, and This Is Actually Happening. You can find the full list of shows at muleradio.net.
Today's episode was sponsored by Sound Studio 4 by Felt Tip Inc. Sound Studio 4 for Mac lets you record audio, create podcasts, digitize tapes and records, and create sound effects for your own projects. Information on all of the features is at MacSoundStudio.com or in the Mac App Store. Again, that's Sound Studio 4 for Mac.
And if you have a spare minute, be sure to rate and review the show in iTunes. Reviews go a long way to moving us up in the rankings, and that gets us more exposure. You can find a link to help us out in the iTunes store at our website, everythingsounds.org. Until next time, thanks for listening. I'm Craig Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr. This is Everything Sounds.